A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council. Yeah!
When I woke up, I couldn't speak or walk.
145 over 92, and then I had a heart attack.
182 over 100, and I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest, and then a stroke. Everything changed. It felt like my life was over.
This is what high blood pressure sounds like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
150 over 90, and I had a stroke. If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
180 over 110, and I had a stroke. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If you've come off your treatment plan, get back on it. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
Head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
Brought to you by the American Heart Association, American Medical Association, and the Ad Council.
And a pleasant good evening to you, wherever you may be, however you may be listening. This is the Need the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making this program part of your Monday night. We're coming to you live every Monday night from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. right here exclusively on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tuskegee Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Also, on demand on iHeartRadio, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcast, just type in the Shukri Writes Podcast. You'll be able to listen to all broadcasts of the Shukri Writes Show exclusively on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Hope all of you had a great weekend. Phone lines are open. Call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636 is the number to call in, as we got a lot to talk about on this mid-November evening. Hard to believe that we're already in mid-November, right? Yeah, crazy. It just seems like that time is just absolutely fleeting by as we are coasting through the month of November, and it's like, whoa, wait a minute. Where is all this time going? Where is this all taking us to? And it just hit me like a ton of bricks before I started the program that we have exactly 1.5 months left in 2021 before New Year's Day, 2022. No, seriously. I don't know if it's hit you, but it's hit me. Time is flying, and we got 1.5 months left. And then also, for those who celebrate and commemorate, Thanksgiving is coming up next week, Thursday. So you want to talk about time absolutely just flying off the shelf? It sure is. But you want to know what else is flying off the shelves in these parts nowadays? The Patriots. The Patriots, and it's headline grabbing the Boston newspapers across Boston and across New England today. Patriots destroy the Cleveland Browns, 45-7. I had the chance to be at the game yesterday. I was there. There was a lot of things that I saw that I really, really liked. The game itself, outstanding. I mean, as I sit here on this Monday night and I think about and reflect on what was yesterday's statement win over the Cleveland Browns, what does it mean in terms of the big picture, grand scheme of things? It means quite a bit. And during this opening segment, I'm going to get right into it, all into it, actually. First and foremost, I don't know, even if you're the most pessimistic fan or media personality out there, but I'll tell you what, it's going to be awfully damn hard to find something negative about yesterday's game. If anything, it's probably going to be impossible. Now, I'll be the first to tell you that I'm not one who usually does a radio show based on, oh my gosh, I am such a fan, and I'm going to think like a fan. For those who've been listening to my program for the longest of time, I like to think about things in a sense of critical thinking, in a sense of like challenging the listener to think about things higher and above and beyond. That's what I like to do. That's me. Especially when it comes to the teams that I care about, that this city and this region cares about. That's just me. That's just who I am. But if we're going to be completely honest about something here, let's be honest. If you record the game yesterday and you had a chance to go back and watch it again from beginning to end, I have one question to ask you. Was there something in that game that led you to believe that this turnaround that the New England Patriots has made as the season has progressed, been a sign of this team is absolutely for real? Or are you still at a point where you're like, they look good, but I'm not really sure if this is real and that they haven't played any real competition yet? Because you do got your naysayers out there. You do. And even if you go back and you look at the schedule and who they played in most recent weeks, the truth is, and you've heard me say this consistently over and over and over again on this program, that this is a team that should have beaten the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. This is a team that should have beaten the Dallas Cowboys that came down to one play. Seriously. And better yet, I'll take it even a step further. To the other game that I was also at this season, they should have beat the Miami Dolphins in week one. So that's three losses right there. The 6-4, frankly, it's very easy. They should have been 9-1. And their only loss would have been to the New Orleans Saints. And that's saying something. When you begin to think about and you reflect upon what this team has become over the last few weeks, because ever since that loss in overtime to the Dallas Cowboys, they're beating the New York Jets, they're beating the Los Angeles Chargers, they're beating the Carolina Panthers, they're beating the Cleveland Browns yesterday, and then, oh, by the way, they got the Atlanta Falcons on Thursday Night Football this upcoming Thursday night. I had a conversation with my brother yesterday, and he was among those, well, who have they played? Like, well, I mean, have they had any real competition? Oh, they have. And it's not their fault that the Patriots have taken advantage of the competition in front of them. Because, truthfully, the schedule for the remainder of the way favors the Patriots. They have an interesting test on Thursday night against the Falcons. I think they will absolutely they're going to steamroll Atlanta. There's no question in my mind about that. But they got two actual real tests coming up after the Thursday night game. They got the Titans in week 12 on the 28th of November, and they got the Buffalo Bills in Buffalo on Monday Night Football in week 13. That's two games after the Falcons that they are going to be tested in. And then, oh, by the way, we know that the Tennessee Titans are absolutely ridden with injuries right now. They are riddled with injuries to a key players right now. We know about Derrick Henry. We know about Julio Jones. Like, those are big losses on the offense. So I think it's fair to say that right now that the Patriots, where they're currently sitting right now, in terms of where they are and NFL postseason playoff picture, they're sitting pretty. This is a playoff team. You want to poke holes in that statement? Go ahead. Fine. But you're not going to convince anybody who has been watching and following this team on a weekly basis that their defense, oh, this defense is looking like the defense that I envisioned that they were going to be back during training camp. No, I'm serious. That defense is that good now. You want to talk defense? Fine. Call in at 855-915-WMFO. 855-915-9636. Secondary. What exactly is there not to like about Kyle Dugger, and as well as J.C. Jackson in particular? And then also, don't forget about Adrian Phillips as well. Those three. And then your front seven. Christian Barmore, holy smokes. This guy has absolutely been an absolute beast at the tackle position. How exactly do you not like what you've seen from Christian Barmore? And then, of course, we can't talk about the Patriots defense without talking about Matthew Judon. This guy right now is playing like he's going to be the NFL Defensive Player of the Year. That's how good he's been. And without him, the Patriots' pass rush is not as good as it is currently right now. Not necessarily only in terms of the sack numbers. I'm talking about in terms of the ability to create pressure on the quarterback, something that they severely lacked last season. But if you're a Patriots fan, going into Thursday night's game against the Atlanta Falcons. How could you not feel fired up? This team, come Friday morning, could very well wake up and be 7-4. I mean, whew. Just think about that. They're 6-4 right now, could very easily be 9-1. And then, oh, by the way, this is also the same team that could be 7-4 and currently right now, as we are about to look at the playoff picture right now, currently. This team is, oh my goodness, how could you not be like fired up for where they are right now? Like, I'm waiting to see where they are exactly in terms of like the seeding. Here we go. The Patriots right now in the AFC playoff picture, this is where they are. I'm just waiting for this computer to load up because this computer is taking far too long to load. Far too long to load for my liking. But anyway, right now, the Patriots are 6 in the AFC playoff picture. They're seeded number 6. And then also, the Chargers, they're at 7. So, keep in mind of the following. The Patriots still got 2 games against Buffalo, and they got a game against Tennessee coming up in a couple of weeks. So that's 3 games right there. And if the Patriots somehow are able to win all 3 games, if you talk about this team potentially, and I do mean potentially, could be either number 1 or number 2 in the AFC, which when you consider where this team was going into the season, just how shocking and how stunning this would be, and how they started, I'd be shocked. Very shocked. If the Patriots somehow are able to win those 3 games. But right now, the talk of the town is the Patriots. The talk of the town is not just the fact that they dominated Cleveland yesterday. Not the fact that they absolutely made Baker Mayfield look absolutely pedestrian and knocked him out of the game with an injury. But rather, the maturation of Mac Jones, which is something that we're going to talk about a little later on this hour. But if you're a Patriots fan listening to the show, there really is a lot to like. Now, I'm looking at the playoff picture right now, courtesy of NFL.com. Right now, the Patriots, they are sitting at number 6 in the AFC. And remember, because of the new playoff format, only one seed, only the first seed, has the first round bye. Everybody else plays on Wild Card Weekend. So, if everything aligns correctly, if the playoff began, let's say, tomorrow, who would the Patriots be playing? I got that answer for you right here, right now. They'd be playing the Bills. Listen, it would be 2 versus 7. It would actually be Baltimore. 2 versus 7 would be Bills, Chargers, Ravens, Patriots, Chiefs, Steelers. That's Wild Card Weekend. And then the Titans would have the first round bye. But man, if you're just tuning into the program, if you have any thoughts on the Patriots, call in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Coming up next, what exactly stood out in terms of the Patriots' performance yesterday that has me most fired up? I'm going to tell you exactly what that is. Coming up next, right now, after the music break, right here on the Shukri Wright Show at 91.5 FM WMFO. This is Shukri Wright, host of the Shukri Wright Show. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Me From Radio.
Despite a decades-long drug war, billions of dollars spent, and millions of Americans locked up in prisons, drug use rates have remained relatively constant. Any economist will tell you that as long as there's demand, there will always be entrepreneurs with a supply ready to make a profit. When a drug dealer is busted, it's nothing more than a job opening for someone else to fill. This is Economics 101. Join Students for Sensible Drug Policy to help teach lawmakers this simple economics lesson. Visit www.schoolsnotprisons.com to find out more information about SSDP, if there's a chapter at your school, or how to start one. It's time to join the growing opposition to our country's failed war on drugs and start an open, honest, and rational discussion of alternative solutions to our nation's drug problems.
Colin Malloy of the Decemberists, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
To me it makes a lot of sense.
Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch Free Farm Radio, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Just as a reminder, you can follow me on social media at Shukri Writes, at S-H-U-K-R-I-W-R-I-G-H-T-S. That's how you can follow me on Twitter. You can follow me on Instagram at @SWritesRadio_, at @SWRIGHTSRADIO. That is how you can follow me on Instagram. So, just wanted to pass you along those notes that you can also, in fact, listen to the program on demand and whenever you can, on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Google Podcast, and as well as wherever else you get your podcast from. I just wanted to remind all my listeners of that information as well. Now, back to the Patriots. Yesterday's game was just absolutely an absolute shellacking of epic proportions. I mean, if you really think about it now, the Patriots, in the last two of the last three games, have scored at least 45 points or more. Jets, and yesterday's game, the Jets, they put up 54. And then yesterday, they put up, 45. So the inverse number of what they put up against the Jets, they put up in yesterday's game. How telling. But the offense in itself wasn't the one thing about the team that really stood up and stood out to me, and I said, oh, wow, okay, this really got my attention. I'm going to tell you exactly what that was. It was the secondary. Because as much as I was not pleased and not thrilled with the fact that that Bill Belichick decided that he was going to trade away Stephon Gilmore to the Carolina Panthers, I wasn't happy about that. Like, honestly, I really wasn't. But what I decided to do is I was going to wait and see how the secondary was going to, like, mesh together and gel together, and then make my judgments on the secondary, on Bill Belichick in that regard, going on from that point. So far, frankly, the secondary, you can make an argument, has actually been the strength of the defense. Yes, I'm saying, despite what the front seven has been able to do, and I know that's saying an awful lot, I get it, but the secondary was the one aspect of the team, of the defense, that really stood out to me yesterday. And I've got a lot of reasons why, and I'm going to share with you those reasons now. I mean, my goodness. You talk about the defense in which that going into this game, they knew that they weren't going to have to worry about or contending against Nick Chubb, who's out with injury right now. That is something that I look at and I say, wow, that's one aspect that they don't have to worry about. But passing attack. No Odell Beckham. You saw what the Browns were able to do last week. And what were they going to be able to do this week? And defensively, that first drive didn't look good. It didn't. I mentioned it and I talked about it on Twitter yesterday during the game, in which defense, they absolutely did not look good on that first opening drive. I wish the Browns were able to march down the field and be able to, like, you know, like score a touchdown. Wasn't thrilled. And I'll be the first to tell you that after that point, I was wondering, okay, what strategy and what adjustments was Bill Belichick going to be able to make? And we found out pretty quickly, really quickly. And you talk about the offense that dominated, an offense that dominated the first quarter, but it was a defense that kept delivering the game-changing plays. And you talk about Kyle Duggar, one of the key important pieces of this Patriots secondary. You talk about someone who grabbed his third interception of the season, and then he brought it to the Cleveland 5-yard line. I mean, it was just absolutely amazing to watch what Kyle Duggar has been able to develop into over the last several weeks. Because we weren't sure exactly what he was going to become or what he was going to be when he got picked up by New England. But I think it was really telling when you talk about what this defense has been able to do and what this defense has been able to accomplish so far. But I do think that one of the things that has stood out in terms of the Patriots in yesterday's game, I mentioned a secondary, was something that I absolutely loved. But I'll be the first to also remind you that the secondary made some really key and important plays that really changed the momentum, especially that Kyle Duggar interception really changed the momentum of the game. I wholeheartedly believe that. Because when you go back and you talk about the second drive after they allowed the touchdown, the opening drive, you talk about a defense making a big play that changed the entire momentum of the game. That was the play, the Kyle Duggar interception. And as I mentioned, you return it back to the 5-yard line, and then after that, Ramondre Stevenson, another guy who I really, really, really like a lot, that has really developed into his own on the Patriots offense, as he would run it in for the touchdown that would give the Patriots their first lead of the game, 14-7 at the time. But even though it wasn't the three straight games with a pick six, but you talk about the Patriots defense making big plays that would change the momentum of the game, this was it right here. The secondary. And I think the secondary, and I talked about the piece of the secondary that really has stepped up huge over the last few weeks. Kyle Duggar, Adrian Phillips, and then, of course, J.C. Jackson, Mr. INT himself. All made plays yesterday that really set the tone after allowing that opening drive touchdown. And I think that's something to be said about what this defense has been able to do, what this defense has been able to put together, especially against teams that like to throw the ball in the air. And Cleveland is a team that they're known to run the ball, but they are opportunistic over the air with Baker Mayfield, and they made Baker Mayfield pay on several different occasions during the game. So I really love that part about yesterday's game, about the defense, in which that I looked at it and I said, what else could this defense do? Get after the quarterback. Man, that front seven, holy smokes. You talk about the front four in particular, Barmore, and then the defensive end like Lawrence Guy, Dietrich Wise, those guys in particular, 3-4, because it's a 3-4 defense. So I mean the front three. What those three guys were able to do, it's awfully hard not to be impressed about when we talk about Christian Barmore. This guy absolutely just knows how to play against the run. He can get after the quarterback, too. Let's not overlook this guy. But, man, I really love what I saw out of Lawrence Guy yesterday. I also really love what I saw out of Christian Barmore. You know, like, having no problems against that Cleveland Browns offensive line whatsoever. And I think that was something that the Patriots absolutely needed. They needed to see that for Christian Barmore. We talked about the secondary already. The secondary, I feel like, in more ways than one, is, in fact, going to be a focal point for this team. We got a caller on the line, Tom in North Carolina. What's going on? You're listening. You're on the Shukri Wright Show.
Awesome, man. How are you doing?
Tom, I'm doing well, Tom. How are you doing?
I'm good. You know, it's actually been, well, I mean, I listened to your recap of the Oilers game, and that was probably one of the most spot-on recaps I've ever listened to because it was very pinpoint and very accurate.
I appreciate
that. And then we got a nice dose of, you know, playing New Jersey and, you know, playing Montreal, and, you know, you still see some of those issues, but, you know, a win's a win, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, I'm hoping they can maybe make the right moves. You know, hopefully they can get some better depth scoring. Hopefully Coyle can build off his strong performance. And hopefully we don't run into superior teams like the Oilers and kind of have a meltdown.
I mean, like, Coyle had two big goals yesterday along with Charlie McAvoy. But yesterday's game was important because you needed to see what you were going to get from the secondary scoring. You got two big goals from Coyle and as well as Charlie McAvoy. We talk about McAvoy becoming another trophy contending defenseman. You need him to be able to pinch in, and you need to be able to, like, contribute offensively. And you got that last night, so that was huge.
Oh, it was massive, especially against a rival Montreal team, even though they're not necessarily the same team as last year. But to get those big 2 points, and hopefully Coyle can build on that. Definitely love to see more Taylor Hall, even though he only got the empty netter. But, you know, to see those secondary guys chip in, you know, it's confidence going forward. And hopefully the long layoff doesn't, you know, kind of inhabit that confidence they kind of built over the weekend.
I certainly hope not. And I appreciate you calling in, Tom. Thank you so much, my friend.
Oh, not a problem, man. Not at all. Glad I was able to call and talk to you.
Absolutely. No doubt. Thank you so much, Tom.
Yes, sir. Have a good one.
You too. And we're going to talk a bit more Bruins hockey a little later in the show. But I will say that that the Bruins weekend was absolutely huge. But I want to save that for a little later on in the program. But back to what we were talking about in terms of the Patriots. Defensively, how good has this defense has looked in the last few weeks? Outstanding. The linebackers doing their part. You talk about this defense being able to absolutely just gel. The team able to absolutely gel. I mean, I love every bit of it, to be frank with you. And it makes me really excited for Thursday night. I'm expecting this team to win on Thursday night. Win Thursday night, and then we'll worry about the Titans in about a week and a half, 10 days after the Thursday night matchup. We are going to step aside, but Coming up next. Somewhere along the lines, the perception of the New England Patriots nationally has changed. I want to tell you exactly what I'm talking about and why I think that is the case. Keep it locked in right here. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Touch Free Form Radio. Welcome back to the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, Tuss Free Form Radio. Streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and globally on WMFO.org. Glad you're able to join us on this Monday night, November 15th, 2021. And as I said at the start of the show, it's hard to believe that we're already in mid-November. Like, are you kidding me? It is truly, truly amazing to think that we're only a week and a half away from Thanksgiving and, you know, the good old holiday season. Yeah, it's, oh yeah, it is on the horizon and it's that time of year. But unlike last year where things were either very limited or non-existent because of the pandemic, this year everything is open. Everything. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be very interesting. And I think that the holiday season, it's going to be absolutely, absolutely just fascinating to see how everybody's planning to spend the holidays this season. And why I wholeheartedly believe that when you talk about people really enjoying themselves this year, everybody just really enjoying like what they were not able to enjoy last year, it makes a world of a difference. It truly does. It truly does. So, in the meanwhile, as we wrap up the first hour of the program, we had a caller calling from North Carolina who was listening to the program. Much appreciated. Sincerely, thank you so much. I always love getting callers who are listening from all over the country for a variety of different reasons. It tells me that people are, in fact, listening to what I have to say. And the show is absolutely nothing without the listener, period. That's just the truth. The fans are what make the show so much fun to do. The interaction on social media makes it so much fun to do. And I thank you. So, for whoever's listening now, you want to call in, you can. The phone lines are open, 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I mean, hoo-wee. You talk about the Patriots and the perception of how this team is looking on national television. Well, not on national television, but according to the national pundits that are out there. And I'll be the first to tell you that when you begin to look at what this team is and how far this team has come, like, how do you not like what you have seen? I'll be the first to tell you that people who weren't buying into the hoopla or the hype before, I don't know what else is there to say except the Patriots, they've caught fire. And people like ESPN, Stephen A. Smith are absolutely buying in to the hype that the Patriots being the most dangerous team right now in the AFC. This is what he had to say earlier today on ESPN's First Take.
I'll give it to you, Dan. I'll give it to you. You're right. They're a playoff team.
That is Michael Irvin speaking, by the way.
They play a physical football team, and their quarterback doesn't make mistakes. But they beat the Jets, the Chargers, Cleveland, Carolina. I say they're in the playoffs, but are they the most dangerous team? I say no to that. Now, I do believe, we just talked about the Chiefs getting their swagger back. Mm-hmm. You know, we just talked about the Buffalo Bills right there putting up 45 points. Those are two explosive teams. And I believe that's the one thing I want to see the Patriots. That's the next hurdle I want to see for the Patriots. Play an explosive team. Team that gets out front and let me watch you come back, because you're going to see those teams like we just talked about, the Buffaloes or the Kansas City Chiefs, when you get to the playoffs. So that's why I'm saying they're not the most dangerous team in the AFC.
Dan came close to changing my mind on this weeks ago, and then I watched the New England Patriots, and I'm going to tell you, they have changed my mind. I definitely think they're the most dangerous team because I'm looking at their defense. They're very opportunistic. They're very experienced. And here's the thing that everyone knows this. We don't say it enough. You can't be anything less than an elite quarterback and think you're going to beat Bill Belichick. It's just not going to happen. He exposes
average. Teams I talked about have those quarterbacks.
Yeah, I understand that, but he exposes average quarterbacks. Now,
right.
Let's understand something here. The only person that's proven to be elite come postseason time is Patrick Mahomes.
Right.
Okay. Ryan Tannehill hasn't proven to be elite postseason. Lamar Jackson hasn't proven.
You don't think Josh Allen?
Hold on. I'm getting to my point. I'll let you speak. Fall back.
Okay. Go ahead.
Aggressive.
Josh, Ryan Tannehill hasn't proven to be elite in the postseason. Lamar Jackson hasn't proven to be elite in the postseason. Josh Allen hasn't proven to be elite in the postseason.
That's the only thing I disagree with about what Stephen A. just said regarding Josh Allen and him not being elite in the postseason. The man won how many playoff games last season? Two. Both of which were at home. Before they made it to the AFC title game, before they eventually lost to the Kansas City Chiefs. But to Michael Irvin's point earlier in the clip, in which he was talking about the Patriots and them not being the most dangerous team in the AFC, this is part of the problem that I have with the national pundits. I get what you're saying about Kansas City and that they may have rediscovered their swag, you know, after they absolutely pantsed the Las Vegas Raiders on Sunday Night Football last night. I get that. But are we going to hold a schedule against the Patriots? Is that what we're doing? Now, I'm not expecting them to throw on the Patriots pom-poms like, well, no, there are a couple of teams that are more explosive than them, Buffalo and Kansas City. Let's see if they are, if they're going to be able to beat them once they face them. Now, the Patriots do not play Chiefs at all in the regular season. Maybe in the postseason, should they get there? Should they get that far? Now, as far as the Bills, they got the Bills coming up in December, next month. Two times in a span of 3 weeks. So with that being said, that matchup is going to determine what the Patriots' playoff fortunes are going to be in 2021. But as far as the question, why the Patriots are the most dangerous team in the AFC, Stephen A. had a lot more to say. And why yesterday's win has really a lot more national pundits like Stephen A. saying, hey, the Patriots, watch out. This is what Stephen A. had to say. Continue.
That's a fact. When they beat Baltimore, he was 17. They won 17-3. They lost in the AFC Championship game to Kansas City. That's the only time we've really seen them in the postseason. So what I'm saying to you is you purview the landscape. In the AFC, okay, Justin Herbert. We ain't seen him yet, not in the postseason, and he's a young quarterback. That would be going up against Bill Belichick. Let's say for the sake of argument, Derek Carr manages to get there. Don't get me started with him.
Now, my other point I will add is this. If you ask me the same question, are the Patriots the most dangerous team in the AFC right now? The question, I think, lends itself the answer. Are we talking based upon what we've seen the last, how many weeks? Last 4 or 5 weeks? Yes. Now, there are people out there that say, well, what about the Chiefs? What about what they did last night? Listen, Mahomes looks like Mahomes. He looked like Mahomes last night. But, and this is going to come with a big but, they may have looked good the last couple of weeks, but I still don't trust them right now based on what we've seen in 2021. Stephen A. has a lot more to say about the Patriots being the most dangerous team in the AFC. Here we go.
He ain't proven to be elite, okay? All right, Keyshawn's still hiding over that one, okay? Let's say Joe Burrow was lucky enough to get there. We believe in Joe Burrow, but there's some games where he's been a little bit exposed.
Yeah.
And what we thought of him, he's made some errors. He hasn't proven to be elite. Lamar Jackson hasn't proven to be elite. Ben Roethlisberger's a stationary target. Certainly not elite anymore. And again, I brought up Josh Allen. There is no one in the AFC outside of Patrick Mahomes who you can definitively say is that dude in the postseason. And oh, by the way, when Patrick Mahomes shows up against New England, he usually struggles against them more than he struggles against anybody else. So when you look at it and the veteran leadership they got on the defensive side of the ball, and offensively, they don't beat themselves for the most part, because that's the greatest thing you can say about Mac Jones. This kid, Ramondre Stevenson, running the football effectively for them as well. I'm just saying I can't ignore what I'm seeing from
really
New England
well.
Right now.
They could use another receiver, but Dan, here's where I'm at. Listen, my dream would be to still see Belichick and Brady another Super Bowl, but here's where I felt like I couldn't get too excited about this game, and tell me if I'm wrong, because there's no Chubb, there's no Felton, and there's no Hunt.
Yeah, I mean, that's fair, Malls. I would say, I think the outside of that first drive yesterday, New England's defense was fantastic. I think a lot of the run game is often tied to the offensive line, not just the back, and that offensive line was still there. I think that the Patriots are the second most dangerous team in the AFC. I think Buffalo is still the best and most dangerous team. I think Buffalo is the best team in football, okay? I've remained adamant in that. I think Buffalo in the AFC, the Los Angeles Rams in the NFC. Everyone talks about New England's defense. They played 10 games. There has been one quarterback to play a good game against this defense this year. One, Dak Prescott, was the only guy, quarterback-wise, to play well this year. They played against Justin Herbert. He had his worst game of the year against them. They played against Tom. Tom had a very pedestrian game against them. Yeah. So this defense is going to make basically any – so I kind of agree with Stephen A.'s point.
Belichick.
You got to be a dude at the quarterback spot. And they've even made those guys look very basic this year.
Right, but
and that is a fantastic point by Dan Orlovsky, in which that he talked about, like, the best quarterbacks in the AFC against New England, in the NFL, for that fact of the matter, against Bill Belichick in 2021 have looked very average.